Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello everyone. So glad you took the time to join us today.
Welcome to Change Radio. I am your host, Miss Rhonda. On Change Radio, we will have educational, intentional, motivational, and inspirational conversations to empower you with steps, exercises, stories, and experiences to take you to the next level of changing your mindset on wealth, health, and wellness, relationships, and more. Get ready for an EduJam party for your mind sessions with me and my special guest. Good morning, everyone. My special guest for today is Heather Piedmont. Heather and I have been having wonderful conversations before the show got started. So I do welcome her to Change Radio with Rhonda. And the title of today's show is If You Can't Do It Yourself, Hire a Ghostwriter. And that ghostwriter would be Heather Piedmont. Yes, so Heather is a writing coach and a tutor. She also has I have an outline on a Blog Talk Radio post, and you can see that she has e-books and memoirs on how-to text. She's a veteran writer, and she organizes your notes, your blogs, and idea into a guided outline to actually get your writing started for your book or your e-book. She has a variety of services that she can offer you to do your ghost writing. Now, so we're going to talk about that today, Heather, because a lot of people understand what ghostwriting is, and I'm sure many people, maybe like myself, don't know what all it actually entails. So what is ghostwriting?
Well, ghostwriting is, in all, it's pretty much making sure that your message is consistent, your message is clear, and your message is understood on every level, whether it's a blog, a newsletter, an ebook, and so on and so forth. And I think the three things that are most important when it comes to ghostwriting is clarity, consistency, and strategy. Clarity, because obviously you want to be clear in what exactly you do for a living, and how you can help others. Consistency, because if you're not consistent in your blogs and your newsletters, you lose an audience very quickly. And strategy, because, and I've said this to all my clients, don't just write a blog and say, okay, I'm done. Have a schedule ready of at least 4 blogs, because that way you're not killing yourself on blog day thinking of topics or keeping topics going. Because if you do, it's going to get to the point where it's going to be stressful, it's going to be overwhelming, and it's going to show in your writing as well as your communication.
Okay, I got a question about blogs because I do not blog well, okay? And I hear a lot of people when I'm reading about blogs saying that your blogs need to be, like, topic-specific, right, or along the same line. So what if it's not? What if you don't have a clear message?
If you don't have a clear message, I've always said to my clients, try to figure out what your main mission statement for your business is, and that will be your message in a way. For instance, my mission statement is to assist entrepreneurs, small businesses, and large businesses in creating a consistent, complete, and clear, which is a very important, message on a, on a consistent basis in order to not only keep their clients, but also to keep their prospects and other people interested in their business. And how that affects my blogs and my newsletters is everything is on either blog writing or newsletter writing or communication or other objectives. So, but if you don't have a mission statement or you don't have a message as a whole, consider what you think your client would be interested in reading. I have a client. I had a client not too long ago. She was a vegan fashion coach. And what we focused on for her was pretty much profiling and spotlighting vegan fashion, as well as how to afford vegan fashion in this economy. And I think that's the biggest thing, is making sure that you always communicate what your client or your prospect would be interested in, as well as what you would be interested in. Because, and I've said this more times than I can count, if you're not interested in your own topic, if you're not interested in your own agenda, if you're not interested in your own mission statement perspective, you need to write a new one. because if you're not interested,
okay.
it's going to come out in your communication. Even if I ghostwrite it for you, it's going to come out in your communication, and you're not going to get any prospects or clients or visibility through that.
Now, my best blogs, Heather, are not my business-related blogs, in my opinion. My best blogs are just about life in general. So how do I separate the two?
I don't think you actually have to. I mean, I said this to all my clients. Don't post what you're eating on Facebook and then think that everybody's going to consider you as a businesswoman on a consistent basis. However, make sure you show the human of you. I'll give you a great example. I'm currently pregnant, so I've been able to use my pregnancy in my presentations in showing that being a work-at-home, future work-at-home mom, what objectives I communicate further in my business as a result of my lifestyle change. However, there needs to be a limit. For instance, if you're a born-again Christian, obviously you want to work with born-again Christian clients, you bring that in. But if it's something that's not going to affect your business or affect how a business or a prospect reacts to you, I would keep it private.
Okay. So now in ghostwriting, Heather, does that mean, so what actual things do you actually ghostwrite? So obviously you do blogs, newsletters, and what else?
I've done blogs, newsletters, PowerPoint presentations, speeches, ebooks, workbooks, pretty much anything that has a communication objective or a written objective or an editorial objective, I've been able to assist a lot of my clients in. I've done book reviews as well for Amazon and others. I've done articles for Huffington Post under my own byline, and as well as other communication objectives such as book proposals. I've been doing quite a few of those. I'm actually working on a possible client to do a script for his life story. Pretty much anything that has to do with the aspect of editorial. I have a dual master's, which allows me to do an extensive level of research on multiple topics, and that's one of the things I love about my business, is that I get to learn about so many different topics and literally work from home and be able to assist other people in communicating their agendas while expanding my own.
It sounds like ghostwriting, if I'm listening to you correctly, can be misconstrued and thinking that it's only for authors, so that's not true.
No. That's a big misconstruing that I have to clear. I work on clarifying on a consistent basis. When people hear ghostwriting, they think of somebody who's writing an entire book. Not that ghostwriters obviously don't do that, but there's also what I am, which is a marketing ghostwriter. I assist you in your marketing materials and your marketing agendas via the editorial objectives, such as helping you write your blog, your newsletter, your ebook, your book, or your workbook. The biggest thing that I've said to all my clients when I talk to them is I'm not looking to create your voice. I'm looking to help you create. I'm looking to help you communicate your voice so you can create your voice, you can evolve your voice, and you can work on your business and the other objectives that you require. For instance, I have a client, amazing, amazing, amazing business coach, and because of her busy schedule with her clients, she's not able to do a blog or a newsletter. So we sit down, we communicate what she wants her blog or a newsletter about. We go back and forth on some editorial cycles, and before she knows it, she has a blog and a newsletter, and she didn't have to risk her business. The biggest thing that I've noticed a lot of my clients have is a lack of time, but also a lack of interest, and that's okay. Honestly, I have social media interns because I have a lack of time and honestly a lack of interest in the aspect of social media agendas because that's not what I do. If it's not what you do and it's not what you love, it's going to come out in your words. And if it comes out in your words or it comes out in your lack of words, which is even more dangerous and more threatening to your business, then why would you be doing it in the first place? And it will be so well communicated outside of the blog. I have read multiple blogs where I can tell the person is tired, the person is overwhelmed, the person doesn't know what they're saying, but doesn't know how to communicate what they're saying. And as a result, that comes out to the prospect as you don't know your business, You don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I hire you? That's the most dangerous thing. And the second most dangerous thing is time constraints. When you don't have the time to do a blog or a newsletter, that doesn't mean that your business isn't worth a blog or a newsletter. It means that you're going to have to outsource it. And what really stresses me a lot about entrepreneurs is that they get concerned about that. And I say to all my entrepreneur clients, I will not publish anything, nor will I allow you to publish anything that you don't think is your voice. I'm not trying to give everybody my voice. I'm trying to help others communicate theirs.
That is awesome. Now, before you said that about writing four blogs, so you have four blogs at a time or whatnot, but how often should a person blog? Because I know some people may blog weekly, some people may blog monthly. So what do you think is the correct blog time?
I usually do it on a gradual path. Most of my clients, I've done a blog bi-monthly and then a blog weekly. You don't want to go immediately into weekly because you get overwhelmed, you get stressed out, you run out of topics, you run out of things to say, and you don't get into the mindset, which is very important, of actually being able to communicate a blog. And even if someone hires me, they still have to be a part of that blog writing process, whether it's filling out one of my workbooks or having an informational interview with me or sending me an article saying, I would like to talk about this. They're definitely still involved because it's their voice as well as mine involved in this situation. The perspective I would say is do it on a gradual basis. Don't jump right into weekly. You will get tired. You will get overwhelmed, and will show in your blog whether I write for you or not, because they will see how stressed out the perspective is, how lacking in focus the perspective is, and it's going to result in a lot of unsubscribers. So I would say go monthly or bi-monthly and then go into weekly, but always find your way into weekly, because people have a very short attention span, and if they don't see you on a consistent basis, they will forget you. I had a colleague of mine who worked for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital's charity department, and she used to tell me, take 7 times for someone to see you and to trust you enough to want to be either be around you or to hire you or to accept you.
That's cool. Now, far as you saying you could lose subscribers, so if you have a blog and whether you knew it or whether you've been doing it, how do you actually go about getting subscribers for your blog or your newsletter?
Sharing it, putting on Facebook, guest blogging for other people with blogs that have their own audience that you might be able to connect with. But I think the biggest thing is communicating it, sharing it, talking about it, making sure that it evolves into a newsletter or is your newsletter in a way. And that's one big tip I want to say is do not make your blog your newsletter and do not make your newsletter your blog. Because a lot of people who read your blog are subscribers to your newsletter. And if they see that they're getting the same thing twice, they're going to either leave per click or per subscriber, and you don't want either one. They can be related. They can be part one or part two. They can be an extension of each other. For instance, you talk about one topic for 3 paragraphs in the blog, and you expand on it in the newsletter. That I get. But don't make it the same thing. But when it comes to getting subscribers, I would say share it, obviously, on Facebook. See if colleagues will share it, clients will share it on their Facebook and their Twitter. I've had many clients who have shared my blog and vice versa. I would also say try to find places where your audience is that already has a high audience, like Blogger, Huffington Post, or Next Women, or Women Business Associations, and try to find out if you can guest blog for them and connect it to your blog, because that will create a click not only for them and visibility for you on a higher ranking than you would if you just wrote the blog and put it on your own blog, but also be able to communicate your credibility because you're being trusted enough to be on somebody else's website.
That is awesome. That is great information, Heather. That is a good nugget.
So now, if someone wants to start the process of hiring a ghostwriter, hiring you, Heather, so what do they do?
They can give me a call or they can email me at heather@heatherpiedmont.com. We set up a 30-minute consultation where we have a little bit of a discussion about where their business is at, what they've done so far communication-wise, what their challenges are communication-wise, and also what their hopes are for communication-wise. I had a client not too long ago, and she wanted to evolve her business into a blog talk radio show. I have another client who wants to evolve her business into just a blog. That affects how the process goes through between that person and I, because their needs are going to be a lot different than the others. The other thing is what they've done so far in the aspect communication as a whole. Have they done presentations? Have they done blogs already? Have they guest blogged? How many clicks they've gotten? That sort of thing. And then we figure out a schedule. Most of my clients schedule a call with me on a weekly to biweekly basis where they literally sit down with me and say, okay, I want to do a blog on this, 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 and this. And if they don't have an idea, I help them find an idea. I have multiple clients who I do research on prospective blog topics as well as the blogs themselves. So it really depends on the client. But most of my clients are a biweekly or weekly call where we just hash out exactly what they want to do the half of a month or that week, and we just evolve from there. But most of them start with just a conversation, a specific conversation that really discusses where they're at, how they've communicated where they're at, and where they want to be, and how we can communicate that and evolve it through their communicative agendas.
The one thing I'd like to make clear is when you're talking about anyone who's hiring someone, or whether it's a business coach or whatever kind of outsource that it is, that they understand that the effectiveness of the service that you purchase, no matter what it is only going to be as good as you are putting forth whatever instructions that you have to do, right? So
oh, absolutely. I have worksheets. I have workbooks. I have PowerPoint presentations that assist clients in understanding what I do and how to do it. They don't hand me their website and say, okay, go at it. I've never had any clients ever done that. It's a two-person process because you are the business.
Yes.
I'm just assisting you in communicating that business. I'm in no way, shape, or form trying to give my voice to multiple people. I'm trying to assist them in finding their voice, evolving their voice, and communicating their voice so they have a positive, profitable, and successful personal business. That's the important thing to me. But in no way, shape, or form are you hiring me and then I say, okay, I never need to speak to you again. No, I don't have any of that.
Exactly.
And any of my clients. All my clients are involved either through a workbook, through a worksheet, or an informational interview. A lot of my clients, they can't really put things on paper, but they're really good at verbalizing what they want. So what I do is I get them on conferencecall.com, and I record it, and I ask them, just go at it. What is your business? What are you trying to communicate? What do you want to communicate this week? I listen to the recording, and I fill out the worksheet because I know exactly what they're trying to say and how they would put it on paper. And then we go from there. And every blog gets one free editorial cycle, so they can review it. They can make it bleed with all their red ink all they want. And we go right back to the drawing board if we have to. I never in any way, shape, or form shove a blog down a client's throat, because they have to be comfortable with what they're communicating as well as how they're communicating it. And if they're not, I'm not doing my job correctly, and we need to go back to the drawing board. Hello? Hello?
Hello, everyone. I apologize.
all of the calls got dropped, but I did not want to discontinue the show. Heather was in the middle of speaking, so Heather, if you are can hear me, please call back into the show. I don't know what happened. All the calls dropped at one time, but we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Change Radio with Rhonda. Please, please, we try to get Heather back on. Yep, so a little bit time left on the show. I hope that everyone was able to get the great nuggets that Heather was sharing about ghostwriting. And if you are, if you got cut off as well, again, I do apologize. You can reach Heather via her website. You can go to the Blog Talk Change Radio with Rhonda page to get her website information. Or her website is heathermoe.com. On her website, it has all of her contact information. She has a subscribe form. She has where you may reach her. You can subscribe to her newsletter as well. And you can connect with her on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Again, I apologize for the disruption, but please contact Heather for your ghostwriting needs. And remember, ghostwriting is not for authors only. You may use ghostwriting for your blog, for your newsletters, for any writing that you may want to do. And I didn't get a chance to ask Heather, but I'm sure if you are a speaker that you may be able to use her for that writing as well to help you outline your topic and make sure that your message comes across clearly. And remember, as I stated earlier, you get the most out of whatever person you're hiring, whether it's a business coach or an outside source to help you with your business or your service, by following the steps that they give you to do. If you do not follow the steps of your outline, whatever it is that they have for you to do, then the process will not work as well as it should. You will not get the best outcome that you could have gotten if you had not followed all the steps. I say the same thing when my clients come and ask to do either a group session or a one-on-one session. It's the same thing. I have a form for you to fill out. We go over it. We figure out what is the best for you. We figure out how long it's going to take for the process that you need, and we go from there. But however, if you do not complete the steps that I give you or anyone else gives you, it is not going to go as well as you want. Hi, Heather. I am so sorry.
It's quite all right. I was talking, and all of a sudden I didn't hear anything. I had I waited for a couple of minutes, but then I called back.
Thank you. I was like, we still have a few more minutes here. I'm sorry to get disconnected, although we got disconnected. The show was still on because I didn't want to disconnect the show. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I completely understand. I actually I hosted my own radio show a couple of times. I've actually done about 3 radio shows, and I've produced quite a few as well as booked, helped being a booker for quite a few, so I completely understand.
Yes, and I don't remember what our last statement was, but really quick, I was making a point. I didn't get a chance to ask you as far as the writing because, like, I'm a speaker. And there's many, many speakers. Do you ever help speakers write their presentations or their speeches?
Oh, absolutely. I've done multiple PowerPoint presentations. I've done multiple speeches. I've done actually pre-recorded speeches where they where I assisted people in figuring out how to Skype their speeches if they need be or record their speeches. I've definitely done many, many speakers, actually, especially in the business sector. Christian Business Coach I just did a speech for about a year ago. I've done speeches for wedding planners even, as well as wedding consultants and event planners and such.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Because, you know, sometimes when, I like to do, like you were saying, people do their blogs ahead of time. I do my presentations pretty much ahead of time. Unless I get a specific request, then, you know, I have to sit down and write one for a specific topic or a specific audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that gets to be, you know, a little difference. And you know what I mean? And it may take a little longer depending on, you know, what it is.
But it's important to know your – it's definitely important to know your audience, definitely important to craft your message per your audience. And that goes for speeches, blogs, newsletter, and so on. I had a client not too long ago give me a call and telling me that she wanted to be on, she wanted to get on Periscope, I think it's called. And I said to her, okay, that's great. Why? And she said, because everybody's on it. I said, is your audience on it? That's the important thing. Don't, and that's a big tip I want to give. Don't do a social media tool because everybody else is. If your audience is on it, or if somebody in your sector is making a success out of it, and as a result, you obviously can see that your audience is on it, go for it. If your audience is not on it, just focus on the ones where they are. That's the important thing.
I have not grasped the concept of Periscope. I mean,
I'm not even trying. I don't really think that. I think business coaches are definitely on it, as well as the other kind of clients that I love to work with. But I don't really think it's really where I'm communicating my message correctly. I think my Huffington Post articles and my newsletters and my blogs are doing just as much.
Understandable. Understandable. You know, because I do so many. Implement automation in some parts of my business. I cannot be always hands-on, you know what I mean? I would get the good things. So I have time to do 15 videos a day.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, is to realize that when you do another social media tool, first of all, keep consistent with the other ones, obviously, because once you get an audience there, it's very easy to lose them. And also, make sure you have the time for it, or make sure you can find an intern or a colleague or an outsource agenda to be able to do it if you can't do it yourself. And make sure that they're professional. You know, I've had a lot of my clients have come to me because people call themselves blog writers because they can type. And although, you know, there are some amazing blog writers out there and ghostwriters out there, including myself, there are also some people, and even business coaches, there are some, I don't want to say fake, but not correctly specific in what they really do, or successful in what they want to do, or what they really do. I've had many clients come to me and say, I just paid somebody to do a blog. They stopped emailing me back, blah, 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 or they emailed me something and it looks like a 10th grader wrote it, you know, that sort of thing. And I think that's relatively important to realize that if you outsource it and make sure they are professional, make sure they have a background, make sure they have a clientele sheet that they can actually give you, unless they're a ghostwriter, which means that they have a confidentiality clause. But at least they have some agendas, such as my Huffington Post, that shows they know how to write.
that's very important, right?
Of course.
So,
well, ghostwriters have to write a confidentiality clause for most of their clients, so I can't give a client list. I can only give a what they do for a living. But my Huffington Post articles and my LinkedIn articles and my newsletters are great examples as to the realization that I actually know how to write and how to communicate, and that's so important.
Very good. So while we are live back on the air, please tell everyone how they can reach you and connect with you.
Okay, my website is www.heatherpiedmont.com, and my email is heather@heatherpiedmont.com, and Piedmont is spelled P-I-E-D-M-O-N-T.
Very good. Thank you again so much, Heather, for giving us those good nuggets today and being patient with Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, everyone, who has listened in to Change Radio with Rhonda. Again, we give you educational, informational, motivational things for your business, your mindset, your relationship. This has been the EduJam session with Heather Piedmont on Blog Talk Radio with Rhonda. Again, as always, I want everyone to pay attention to your surroundings. Be mindful of your actions. Reach out and help someone, pray for one another, and however you do that, there's a lot going on in the world today. We want to continue to lift each other up and not tear each other down. It is essential that we do that, and I always encourage and try to help someone to change their mindset level to get to the next steps of whatever wherever they are in their businesses, their finances, their relationships with the guests that I have on my Blog Talk Radio show. Again, this is Change Radio with Rhonda, and I will see you at the top.